How you feeling?
Doing good.
What can you tell us about your condition for the cell? You're not 100%.
No, I'm not. Ever since that one time during the practice versus the Bears, I mean, I've just been week to week with a little hammy thing. So I've just been week to week, day by day. Yeah, but I'm feeling good.
Can you put a number on percentage? 80, 90?
I can't put a percentage on it, but just feeling better every day.
Getting the first game. Obviously, every first game is exciting. Every game is exciting, but the first to start the season, how do you feel about it?
It's always super exciting just to get back out on the field, start competing again. It's always super exciting. First game, the opener down in Arizona. So Sunday night football, can't ask for any better crowd.
Based on the way you've been feeling and the way you're improving, do you feel like you are, if you stay in line, you're going to be able to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it boils down to the coach's decision and the medical team. So, and myself, we'll get together, collaborate, and see where I'm at.
How badly do you want to be out there for Jimmy, too? I mean, obviously a lot of people think that with you out there, as well as Martellus and Jordan, that would help him a great deal.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I want to be out there so bad, especially to help out the team, help out the team just overall at any position, help out whatever guys be out there, and just with the team supporting him. So it's super big, and just doing the best I can.
How's Jimmy look to you?
He's looking good.
Is he ready for?
Yes. He's looking solid, man. I love it. I mean, you definitely see an improvement all the way from his rookie year last year to this year. So I feel like he's ready to go.
Hey, so Ross, tell me about this Arizona defense. They always seem to be real tough, especially getting the ball after guys.
Oh, yeah, they're tough, and they have a knack for the ball. They like to go after the ball. They hustle to the ball, and they like to, you know, try and get turnovers.
Sure.
And they just have that knack just wherever the ball is in the air, going for it whenever the runner has it in their hands. So you just got to be aware for that, and you got to be ready. So they're fast, they're physical, and they're ready to play.
Have you guys been able? I know every practice you practice on ball security. Does it get amped up a little bit more as you get closer to the game?
I mean, can't really amp it up that much more than from when you've been doing it every single day. It definitely, you got to focus on ball security. Turnovers are huge in the game, and you don't want to give out an easy one with ball security. So we just focus on that all the time. Always high intensity with that in drills at the beginning of practice, as you always see. So. It's definitely a huge part of the game.
Hey, Rob, why is it not a disadvantage for you to not play in the preseason? I mean, Phil sometimes talks about, look, you can't get better at football without playing in the games. But annually, you don't play in them.
I mean, I just haven't played in one in a while. So, I mean, I don't mind it. But I guess coaches feel like I'm ready.
Do you feel as if you would be a smidge better, a lot better, or just the same if you were playing the last 4 weeks?
I feel like I'd be just the same. So, but that's all. That's 4 games to go. We just on the Cardinals now.
Rob, what did it mean to you to have the support within this room and being named team captain this year?
Yes, I mean, it's definitely an honor to be recognized at that level. Definitely an honor to have such many, many great guys around us in this locker room, many great teammates around us in this locker room. So, definitely just got to keep on doing what I'm doing. Keep on going hard, keep on practicing hard, keep on showing the young guys the right way.
Do you have any surprise at that you were named by your teammates? Did it come out of the blue, or did you have anything?
Kind of.
Hey, Robert,
you know,
we love you.
I mean, it just comes with the territory. Oh,
they love you, actually.
Yeah, they do. See, LB loves me. What's up, Blunt? just comes with the territory. I mean, just being around here for a few years now, just going into my 7th year, just seeing how everything rolls, seeing how everything goes. I mean, I'm proud. I'm proud to be in this position and proud to have all the players, all my teammates be looking up to me. And same with myself, looking up to my teammates too, because we just have so many great guys around here.
Guys, let's take two more.
How proud are you of your brother?
Oh, yes. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's my family. That's my little brother. So just growing up, watching him play, it's an unbelievable recognition for himself to make the Bills roster. And it just makes me super proud as an older brother. I mean, I saw all my older brothers go through it, but to see my younger brother now following in all of his older brother's footsteps, I mean, Super proud of him, and just cheering him on every single time.
Rob, will you monitor yourself as you're going through the scheme of training, or will you just listen to the training staff and see what they have to say?
We'll just be listening to the training staff. We'll be seeing what the coaches say, what Coach Belichick says, and what we all think, and collaborate and come together and figure out from there.
So, all right, guys, thank you.
We'll see. All right.